Dr. Christian's office, Judy speaking. Painter Printing Company. Why, Mr. Painter, why so formal? You got our prescription pad printed yet?
The Vaseline Program, the only program in radio where the audience writes the script. And tonight the prize winner is Kathleen Rollins of 340 South Gaylord Street, Denver, Colorado, for her play The Hoofer, starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian, with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price.
Could you deliver those prescription blanks today, Mr. Painter? Oh, that'll be fine. I see. Your hands often get red and sore, Well, that will happen. People who handle inks or chemicals or otherwise work with their hands frequently suffer from sore hands. Well, Mr. Painter, take my advice. Protect your hands with Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. It can give you before and after protection. Before work, smooth Vaseline Petroleum Jelly liberally on your hands to help keep dirt and grit from grinding into the skin. It also safeguards against infection and makes dirt and grease easier to remove. Sounds like a good idea, Mr. Painter. Why, it is. Then after washing up, apply Vaseline Petroleum Jelly again. This supplements natural skin oils, which strong soaps wash away. It speeds up healing of little cuts and scrapes. Well, Mr. Painter, try this Vaseline Petroleum Jelly before and after protection. You'll be delighted. Yes, jar or tube. And don't forget our blanks. Fine. Goodbye.
Last week on this program, Jean Hersholt announced the fifth annual competition for the $2,000 Dr. Christian Award for 1946, in which all writers, amateurs as well as professionals, are invited to compete. If you wish to see your play presented on this transcontinental network by a fine company of actors headed by Jean Hersholt, why don't you try for the award? The competition closes April 7th, 1946. Full details of the award are given in a free folder of rules, which you can get by writing to the Dr. Christian Award, 17 State Street, New York 4, New York. And now for tonight's prize play, The Hoofer. The scene is Dr. Christian's familiar office, seen through the early morning light of a late winter day.
Guess who's here in town, Doctor?
It must be someone very important to get you so excited, Judy.
It's Evangeline Moore. She's back in River's End and hasn't told a soul.
Oh, so Evangeline is home back again, eh?
Yes. She's been here a week, and she's sick, Dr. Christian. You'll have to go and see her. Remember how vivacious and attractive she used to be?
Yes, Evangeline Moore was a lovely girl. Let's see now. Oh, she went to New York about...
5 years ago.
That's right.
To study dancing and go on the stage. Haven't you read about her success? She was right on top and then gave up her career to make the rounds entertaining soldiers. She's been to Germany and Middle Europe and the Pacific with USO units.
Oh, I don't have much time to read the papers these days, Judy. Has she given up that work?
She told me she hasn't danced for weeks. Says she'll never dance again.
Evangeline giving up dancing? Why?
Well, she just doesn't seem to care, Dr. Christian. You should see her eyes. You remember how they used to sparkle with vitality?
I remember.
Well, you should see them now. No life. She's... well, her spirit's dead. Oh, you'll have to see what you can do for her.
I suppose I might drop in for a visit this evening if you insist. Just as a friend. Good evening, Mrs. Moore.
Why, Dr. Christian, how nice to see you. Do come in.
Well, Judy tells me Evangeline is home. I thought I'd stop by and say hello to our young celebrity.
Yes, she's home for a rest. She's been overdoing for months, Dr. Christian, dashing around all over the world entertaining soldiers.
Well, I'll just come in and welcome her home.
I don't know. She's up in her room. Frankly, Doctor, she has asked not to have any visitors.
Oh, nonsense. She can't hide away from all her old friends this way. Does she still have the room at the top of the stairs?
Yes, but I don't think that...
Yes, who is it?
It's Dr. Christian, Evangeline. Hey, What's this nonsense about you moping at home in bed when you should be making a triumphal tour of River's End?
I suppose Judy told you.
Yes, she mentioned seeing you this morning. Now, young lady, what's this all about? Let me see your tongue. Let me have that pulse.
I told Judy I wasn't sick. I just want to be left alone.
Pulse normal. What is the trouble, Evangeline?
There isn't any trouble, I tell you. I just want to be left alone.
Oh, come now. You must be 21.
23.
Oh, my, how time flies. Will you tell me why a beautiful and talented young lady at 23 comes home and hides in a room?
I'm not hiding. I'm resting.
From your work with the USO?
Yes, it was very fatiguing.
You can't run away from things so easily, Evangeline. Judy tells me you haven't danced in weeks.
No, I won't. I can't. I just don't care.
Remember the faces of the boys when you danced for them? How can you forget? How can you lie here when they need you?
I tell you, I don't care. I'll never dance again. What do I care about the wounded man when...
Oh, there now. Tell me about it. You've kept it locked up inside you too long.
They're still alive, aren't they? Suppose they are wounded. They're alive.
And someone else isn't?
Skeeter.
Skeeter?
Johnny Briggs. Everybody calls him Skeeter. Why did it have to be him? He was so vital with everything to live for.
You loved Johnny Briggs?
We were terribly in love. We met at the dance studio when I first went to New York. We danced together, worked out some special routines. Peter was terribly ambitious and a marvelous dancer. We planned to be married as soon as we got to the top together. He tried to enlist right after Pearl Harbor, but was rejected because he was so underweight. And one day we got our first big chance. Peter came to my apartment to ask me.
Evangeline! Hey, darling! Oh, where the dickens?
In here, Peter!
We're in, kid, we're in. Oh, kiss me quick and kiss me hard.
Peter, what?
This is it. What we've been waiting for. We're going to dance for Salvador tonight.
Salvador? Not the Salvador?
Who else? The biggest impresario in the business. A nod from him and we're on top.
Peter!
It's all fixed, honey. Tonight at 8. Briggs and Moore, newest dance sensation of the great white whale.
Oh, that's wonderful, Skeeter. It's marvelous. How did you even ever get near him?
Well, I knocked down 3 secretaries, bounced a bouncer, kicked in a couple of doors.
Oh, Skeeter, you didn't.
Well, darn near it. And I pounded on his desk and looked him in the eye and said, look here, big shot. How do you think you can discover new talent when you barricade yourself up here like a monk in a convent? Shucks, I said,
Peter,
now look.
Monks don't live in convents.
Huh? Well, he got the idea anyway. We're auditioning tonight. When he sees how good we are.
We did dance for Salvador that night, Dr. Christian. Skeeter was inspired and he carried me right along with him. Salvador was impressed. He asked us to come around the next morning to discuss a contract. I was never so completely happy in my life. But when Skeeter took me back to my apartment that night, he scared me when he said...
You were terrific tonight, honey. You're in.
We're in, you mean? If it hadn't been for you,
I'm in, all right. But in a different way. Now you've got to take it alone, kid.
What do you mean, Skeeter?
Uncle Sam has different plans for me. Like this, babe. Maybe you hadn't heard, but there's a war going on.
Skeeter... Not the army.
Why not? I'm no better than 10 million others.
Oh, when, Skeeter?
Well, I report for induction tomorrow morning. I got my notice last week.
You didn't tell me. You danced with me tonight.
I figured that audition with Salvador was the last thing I could do for you. After tonight, you won't need any dancing party.
Kind of guy he was, Dr. Christian. Fixing that audition for me the last night before his induction.
I would like to have known your Skeeter, Evangeline.
I thought I'd died that night. It was utterly shameless. I begged Skeeter to marry me before he let me army. He refused. He wanted me to go on and have my career without him. Later, after he came back, he said we could team up together again.
Go on and cry, my dear. You held your tears back too long.
He was sent to a training camp in Texas, and I stayed on Broadway. That's what Skeeter wanted me to do. He wrote wonderful letters, and he was shipped across. His letters stopped coming. I was frantic. I tried everything I knew to get in touch with him, but everything failed. Then I joined the USO unit, went abroad hoping desperately that I'd find him. Danced at every hospital I could. Asked everybody everywhere I went about him. I didn't find a single trace. Now I'm so dreadfully tired. I can't seem to make myself care about anything anymore.
Well, if he had fallen in action, his family would have been notified. Did you get in touch with him?
I didn't know how. I only knew he was from the Midwest. Cleveland, Chicago. He didn't talk much about his family. I think they disapproved of his stage career.
You have no assurance your Skeeter is dead. Even now, men who have been taken prisoners are turning up. Remember, there was another Evangeline whose loved one was missing. She didn't give up.
But I know Skeeter's dead. I just know. Somehow. He would have gotten some word to me if he was dead. Now something inside of me is dead, too.
Oh, nonsense. Why, that's unhealthy and morbid. You're needed more than ever now, Evangeline. For Skeeter's sake, you must keep up your work of helping our soldiers' morale.
Why should I? I can't.
Oh, that's selfish and unfair and unreasonable.
I don't care. I just want to be left alone.
I've been waiting for you, Dr. Christian. Did you see Evangeline last night?
I saw her, Judy.
She is sick, isn't she?
She's sick, all right. The war and...
But you can help her. I know you can.
Unfortunately, I can't work miracles, Judy. You see, Evangeline doesn't want to be helped.
Oh. It's some man, isn't it?
Yes, Judy. She had a dancing partner named Johnny Briggs, commonly known as Skeeter.
Evangeline. Skeeter must be dead. He would have written her otherwise. No wonder she's sick.
But life goes on.
Well, Dr. Christian, you don't sound very sympathetic.
Oh, it's difficult to sympathize with a girl who selfishly puts her own sorrow above all others.
But you will try to help her. Try to find out something.
I'll try, of course. I don't know what I can do. Are the arrangements all made for my trip to Washington this weekend?
Yes, I have the reservations. You'll arrive Saturday morning. Why, Dr. Christian, I didn't expect you back until tomorrow.
It's good to be home.
Oh, and you walked up from the station, I'll bet. Here, you sit right down there while I fix a pot of tea.
Everything all right since I've been gone, Judy?
Oh, as well as things ever are when you're away from River's End. Mrs. Casey thinks Loretta has the measles. And the youngest Jackson boy broke his leg yesterday. Dr. Macon said it.
Well, if those are the worst catastrophes, I'd say things were very quiet.
I ran up to see Evangeline Moore this afternoon.
Oh? How's she feeling?
Well, she wouldn't talk to me. Just lay there and stared at the ceiling. I told her I was sure you'd do something about finding Skeeter. I mean, Johnny.
Expecting miracles again, huh?
Well?
Tell me, is the USO giving their regular weekly entertainment at the Hospital for Wounded Soldiers Wednesday night?
Of course. What on earth?
I want you to see to it that Evangeline Moore attends that performance, Judy.
Oh, but she's too sick to get out of bed.
Oh, nonsense. There's nothing the matter with Evangeline except self-pity.
Come on, give. You have some other reason for wanting her there.
Yes, Judy. But I don't want her to know it beforehand. Johnny Briggs will be there.
Oh, but I thought he was... Oh, I see. Skeeter isn't dead. He's just wounded, and you've arranged to have him sent to the hospital here for rehabilitation. Oh, that's wonderful, Dr. Christian.
Oh, wait a minute, young lady. Yes, I was able to locate Johnny Briggs and have him sent here.
Oh.
But not for rehabilitation, Judy.
Huh?
He's going to dance for the boys as a part of the entertainment.
Dance? Well, then he wasn't wounded at all. He's still in the army.
He's not in the army.
But I don't understand. Whatever happened to him? Does he know he broke Evangeline's heart?
I don't think he knows she's here. I'm quite sure he would have refused to appear if he knew.
Well, it'll be an awful shock, Dr. Christian. Do you think that...
I think it's exactly what that young lady needs. She'll snap out of her condition when she learns the truth about Skeeter Briggs.
Well, maybe so, but it'll be an awful shock. Almost there, Evangeline.
You want to go in, Judy? Simply don't want to.
You're going in if I have to carry you. The doctor's orders.
I know what Dr. Christian thinks. It's selfish of me to stop entertaining wounded soldiers. He thinks I'll be ashamed after seeing how much they enjoy the entertainment.
Oh, aren't you being selfish?
No. I don't care about anything anymore.
Well, here we are. It's about the time for the main attraction. We'll go right into the back of the auditorium. Well, the place is packed. Oh, there's Dr. Christian coming to the microphone.
I've been asked to make this special announcement because I have the privilege of bringing the next attraction to you here in River's End. I hope you like him. I want to present for your approval a nationally famous dancer, Mr. Johnny Briggs, better known as Skeeter.
Dance. Oh, he is wonderful, Evangeline.
But he's not in uniform. He isn't wounded. Oh, God.
Hold it, boys. Hold it. That's quite enough. Peter Briggs is my special guest here tonight. I have him come here for a particular reason. Pull up your pants legs, Skeeter.
Legs are artificial. Legs have been cut off. Oh, Skeeter.
Just a minute. Just a minute, please. Yes, I wanted you to see that Skeeter Briggs is no slapper. He's a crippled veteran like yourselves. And he should be an inspiration to every one of you. Though the loss of his limbs meant more to him as a professional dancer than they could have to any other man. He's an example of what you all can do to remake your lives. He came back from the war to dance again. In a hospital just like this one, with the finest surgeon and the most advanced equipment, all of you can...
Skeeter, why didn't you write to me? I waited and wondered. Oh, I almost died.
Oh, Evangeline. Darling, I couldn't write you after it happened. I didn't want you tied down to a helpless cripple, darling.
Oh,
I read about your success, and I wanted you to go on alone. Then I began to realize the marvelous things science could do. And when I began to fight back, I didn't know how to reach you. It's taken months of getting well and months of practice.
Oh, darling.
This is my first public appearance. Was I all right, Skeeter?
You were wonderful, Skeeter. But neither one of us were ever quite right soloing. We made our first hit as a team. Remember? Briggs and Moore.
That's our number, honey. Do you think... could we do it together?
Of course, Skeeter. Of course we can. From now on, it'll always be together.
Dr. Creason, you old miracle maker, you. Why didn't you tell me? Just look at those two dancing.
Well, Judy, I kept my promise. I did the best I could. And I think everything is going to be all right.
And the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Gene Hersholt, waiting to greet you. Men, you help make every first impression a good impression when you're careful about grooming. Keep your hair looking its best. If it's stiff and dry, if you're troubled with loose dandruff, remember, these nuisances are signs of dry scalp. Combat dry scalp. Check it quickly, easily, with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Vaseline Hair Tonic actually supplements natural scalp oils, contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Vaseline Hair Tonic works with nature, not against it. Just 5 drops a day checks dry scalp, keeps your hair perfectly groomed. A brisk Vaseline Hair Tonic massage before each shampoo loosens dandruff, relieves itchy tightness. Vaseline Hair Tonic gives two-way care, scalp and hair. Your scalp feels better, your hair looks better. Remember, more men use Vaseline Hair Tonic today than any other hair tonic in America. For natural-looking, good-looking hair, get Vaseline Hair Tonic tonight. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now here is Gene Hersholt.
Thank you very much. Captain Rollins, who wrote tonight's prize play, is the author of 13 novels... and wife of Davis Dresser, known to many of you as Brett Halliday, writer of the Michael Shane stories. The 5th consecutive competition for the $2,000 Dr. Christian Award for 1946 started last week and will close on April 7th, 1946. Anybody can enter a script and try for the award. And in addition to the award winner, many other scripts are selected by the judges for use on the program and paid for at not less than $150, nor more than $350. So far, we've presented 187 prize plays on this coast-to-coast network. Merit and suitability for the Dr. Christian program are the only requirements. We invite you all to compete. Next week, we plan to present a prize play called The Girl with the Golden Gauntlets, by June Evans of Memphis, Tennessee. We invite you all to hear the Vaseline program next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Cold weather brings snow and ice and tender chapped lips. Get Vaseline Lip Ice. With Vaseline Lip Ice, cracked chapped lips begin to heal almost instantly. Only 10 and 25 cents at druggists everywhere. Vaseline Lip Ice. Remember, if you are interested in trying for the $2,000 Dr. Christian Award for 1946, write tonight for the folder of rules to Dr. Christian Award, 17 State Street, New York 4, New York. Art Gilmore speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.